Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a lot to talk about. Apparently, mommy and daddy or the parents are in disagreement when it comes to the boosters. We've seen that. And in fact, international scientists are stepping in saying, we don't think the boosters are necessary for most people. Most people. In fact, there's been some reports, I can't confirm it, that some people in the FDA may be actually retiring over the conflict between them and the White House. I don't like conflict. I don't like drama. Guys, just get your act together, especially since all these mandates are being rampant throughout the United States. You guys need to really, really figure out what it is your message is and your narrative is when it comes to vaccines and immunity. But apparently there's some disagreement with the boosters that we're going to talk about. We're also going to talk about how kids could have long COVID or be a long hauler when it comes to COVID. So we're going to talk about some of the latest data with that. Some updates on Jeff Bridges, the Big Lebowski. He's doing pretty good. Apparently his cancer's in remission. He also fought COVID. It kicked his butt despite him being vaccinated, but he's doing good. We're going to talk about that. And of course, we're going to take your questions, your calls at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. My show is going to be a little short today because it's College Student Health Awareness Day. Woohoo! Yay, yay. All right, so here's the thing. Okay, a lot of us that aren't in college, we think, all right, college kids, they got it made. College students, they're young. They, you know, have their parents' money. You know, why are we playing a violin for them? Well, I'm just telling you right now, when it comes to public health, what happens to college students does affect us. And there wasn't really a College Student Health Awareness Day. There wasn't something that kind of highlighted some of the things that these college students deal with. In fact, there's a headline talking about how many of them vape, and many of them have their vaping actually increased eating disorders. And if your college let's say, student generation later becomes the ones out there in the workforce and, you know, becomes the ones that later end up running our country, we want to make sure their health is there. You know, if not, you're going to see headlines all over like we see with Biden right now and him coughing and having feeds cut off so he doesn't look like he's, you know, having a moment. And, you know, it really does affect us. And so with college students, they're kind of going through a little bit of a very, very kind of stressful time right now, because colleges across the country are mandating vaccines, and many of them, they're younger, they're worried about the myocarditis risk, they're worried about the periods and the menstrual cycle changes that are now being studied by the government and stuff. So College Student Health Awareness Day is supposed to be a day where once a year we highlight things that students deal with, whether it's eating disorders, whether it's poor nutrition, poor sleep, STIs, stress, depression, anxiety. And so this year it's on COVID-19 prevention and vaccine awareness. There are thousands of college students now facing a mandate, or they don't get to go on campus. And I fear that many of them are just going to drop out of college. I've already heard that people are like, not me, I'm not going to go there. If they don't offer online, You know, I mean, already we have a Gen Z, younger millennial lack of enthusiasm for college degrees and higher education, especially due to the cost, especially due to all the changes that happen and, you know, lack of being able to open up and, you know, have free speech and things like that and be able to, you know, kind of question, you know, certain things and say, you know, why can't we do it this way? And there, you know, college students are kind of going through a lot right now. But that being said, hospitalizations are up in the younger population, and I think the vaccine is going to help protect a lot of them. So I'm going to be there to answer questions and answer even the regular health questions, because a lot of college students don't have a doctor and they probably have a lot of questions. I'll be there at UNLV today from about 10:30 to 3:30. I'm doing this with the American Medical Student Association, Immunize Nevada, the UNLV Student Health Center. UNLV is awesome. I went to UNLV, so Mama Rebel is coming home, helping out her baby rebels, and I, you know, we'll get through this. But you know, college students, a lot of you kind of were looking at, you know, the mandates, and you were looking at, you know, a lot of the different things that colleges are kind of going through, and you know, should we pay for free college, should we not? You know, the younger generation and the young adult generation is a very vulnerable one. Whether it's drugs, whether it's STIs, whether it's unwanted pregnancy, whether it's assault, whether it's violence, anxiety, depression, this is something that does matter to us, and it does later affect us. In fact, that's why for years we've been told from the military that one of the biggest national emergencies is the rising obesity, is the lack of fitness of our young military or adults who could join the military. So these are things that I think don't get addressed, because we think youth is wasted on the young and the young have a maid, and you know, older people are the only ones with health issues, and that's not the case. Younger individuals have plights, have issues. So, you know, hopefully, you know, this helps a little bit. I am just amazed at how the pre-med students at the American Medical Student Association each year do this with me, and how they want to be there to help their peers and to talk to them about, you know, this year, the COVID vaccine, you know, and risks versus benefits, and how overall I think it's safe. People ask me, why would I take anything that could possibly have a risk? Because I am more scared of COVID than I am the virus. And I told you guys this. It isn't just about the hospitalization rate and the numbers. It's about a virus that sits with you for months. A virus that could affect your testicles. A virus that could affect your fertility. You know, I don't trust the virus. I trust the vaccine way more than I trust the virus. So College Student Health Awareness Day, if you guys are at UNLV, come say hi. Can't wait to see you. Now bring your questions right now. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dolly, you shall. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I can't speak for all doctors, and I never will. A lot of doctors have different opinions on things. But my stance when it comes to COVID is I don't want to see people dying of COVID. I don't want to see COVID have a chance to brew in countries that don't have access to vaccine or medications. I think that hurts the world. Just as I spoke about the college student health can affect all of us as a whole, so can some of these underserved countries. So as a doctor, I want to see underserved get the care they need, get the access they need. And also, I don't want to see waste. In medicine, I can't stand seen waste. I can't stand hearing that vaccines had to get thrown out or vaccines expired. And I think we're all seeing the obvious, and nobody really wants to say it. Well, some of us are saying it, and then we get, you know, ridiculed and criticized. But I really believe, and we've been speaking about this for a while, that I think it's time to go to the titers. I think it is time, even though it's not ideal, nothing has been ideal in this COVID fight, I think it's time for people to have access to blood tests and titers that they could do. Mind you, it's not going to be just a one test because our titers fall. But I think those that have some pretty damn strong immunity that don't want a booster or don't want a shot, give it to somebody who needs it. Right now, the international community, even within the FDA, they are now in disagreement on how to approach booster shots. And I'm looking at this going, give the shots to the people who need it. So if you're immunocompromised, if you're older, if you think you're going to be at high risk for COVID, like look at what happened to Jeff Bridges, fully vaccinated, but because he was battling cancer, he needs a booster. And those are the people that need the boosters. Those are the people that need the shots. But when you have individuals that say, look, I had COVID, I have immunity, let me show you what my immunity is. Let them take a test and let them donate their shot to one of these countries where COVID is consuming them. So what's going on right now with the FDA? So we're being told that there was a pretty, I guess, scathing commentary in The Lancet talking about how many people don't need the booster right now. And there's not enough evidence that shows that the COVID vaccine boosters are necessary for the quote-unquote general population. Now, this is according to an international group of scientists that said this yesterday. We spoke a little bit about this. Two senior FDA officials are reportedly, and I can't confirm, stepping down from their posts because they are disagreeing with the White House and their administration of booster shots. Marion Gruber, director of FDA's Office of Vaccine Research and Review, and her deputy director, Phil Krause, is set to leave in October and November. And we spoke about that when, remember, it was a week or two after the announcement of the boosters during the whole Afghanistan crisis. And we heard that there were a couple people leaving. Well, Fox News and media outlets are still bringing up those same two. But it's significant that you have people within the administration going, come on, I don't believe in this. And why don't they believe in this? Well, I can't go into their thinking, but if they're at all within the public health sector, and they're seeing what's going on throughout the world, and you look at some Americans going, we don't want it, don't force it, and you see other people in other parts of the country, other parts of the world that are like, please give it to us, you know, you really start to kind of see a disconnect. And I know America wants to, you know, fight off the deaths. We've had hundreds of thousands of people die. We're going to be probably hitting the 700,000 mark this year. We're already at 680,000. We currently have tens of thousands of people in the hospital still. Numbers are going to go down. The numbers are going down. But I get how Washington wants to make sure that nobody gets COVID and we wipe it out of America. The problem is America isn't locked up. It isn't kind of protected from other parts of the world. America is bringing in refugees. America is, you know, allowing, you know, immigrants to come in and, you know, people sneaking over the border and cartel and all that. So we don't have closed borders, which again, that's not for us to debate. We have open borders. So it doesn't matter how much herd immunity you try to do. If we are opening up to tens of thousands of people each week, we're going to have to, you know, ensure that other populations have access to the vaccine too. And so seeing this kind of disconnect is just, another reason why we probably have to start doing our approach in America a little differently. So, according to the authors of this Lancet paper, they say careful and public scrutiny of the evolving data will be needed to assure the decisions about boosting are informed by reliable science more than politics. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Widespread boosting should be undertaken only if there is clear evidence that it is appropriate. Now, the comments come after Dr. Janet Woodcock, acting commissioner of the FDA, and Dr. Michelle Walensky of the CDC recently advised the White House that regulators need more time to review the necessary data before approving a COVID-19 booster shot plan. As you remember, the FDA and CDC were a little bit ticked off because, you know, the White House, during all the Afghanistan BS and terrible things going on there and that chaos and that blunder, said, guys, we're going to give you boosters in 32 days. And doctors, public officials are going, okay, wait a second. Now what? And people are calling in going, do I get a Pfizer? Do I get a Moderna? What if I don't want the booster? You know, so it was very haphazard. So last month, the nation's top health officials said the U.S. was preparing to begin offering booster shots beginning September 20th. It was supposed to fall, according to Dr. Fauci, along the 8-month mark of your second dose. The vaccine rollout started in December. People got their second dose in January. So 8 months from that time would have probably fallen around September 20th, which is coming up soon. However, those who were at high risk, immunocompromised, they said, don't even mess with it. With this Delta wave, go get the booster. And I supported that. Whoever needs it gets it. But I really disagree with the mandates. I really disagree with forcing people. I really disagree with this big push to prevent people having a job, prevent people getting a college degree, when these people, a lot of them are saying, look, please draw my blood. Please let me show you I have titers. Now, just to kind of explain why titers aren't a thing yet is because our immunity wanes. Just like with the flu. You know, you could have had the flu last year, won't really protect you this year. So with the type of immunity, it will wane. I do believe that, and I do believe we're going to need boosters, but I really, really believe we need a new vaccine. We need a vaccine that helps you code the spike protein that has mutated now for about a year, year and a half. Why don't we have the new vaccine yet? I get that the shot helps. I get that the booster helps, but maybe what we need to do is take a deep breath, let these other countries, and we are talking about, just tens of thousands of cases daily in some of these other countries. If an American doesn't want the shot, they had COVID, they don't want a booster, they already had the shot, they feel they have immunity, they could show proof on a blood test they have immunity. Give that shot to somebody who needs it. Don't be letting them expire and we have to throw them out. These things are commodities. These things are gold. When other countries look at us Americans fighting over mandates and forcing people to get a shot when they're here going, I'll take it. And in fact, people are telling me, look, I want to donate my shot. Why can't I donate my shot to somebody else? Why can't I do that? Well, because America wants you to be immune. And when they say, but then take my blood. Let me show you my immunity. Public officials like, no. It's expensive. They don't have the time. The logistics are a mess. Well, I'm telling you right now, the booster logistic can be a mess, especially if you have the international community getting ticked off at you. So I think we need to start moving towards, let's start allowing people to show if they're immune or not. And if they don't want the shot, let the people who want the shot get it. And those people that need a booster, get it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver. Forever has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Category 1 Hurricane Nicholas made landfall overnight, touching down in Matagorda Harbor, Texas. The National Hurricane Center reported Nicholas lost wind intensity and was reclassified as a tropical storm with maximum sustained winds of 70 miles an hour after going over land. Flooding is still possible in Texas and western Louisiana. It's election day in California as recalled Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom and his close opponent Republican Larry Elders face off at the polls. The recall came about when Gavin put his interests above those of Californians. His COVID mandates did not apply to himself or Newsom's friends. Newsom claims Larry Elder is just another President Trump. Arizona's state police force is short of manpower, so when Washington State Governor Jay Inslee demanded all police be vaccinated in the state with no exceptions, the Arizona Department of Public Safety announced they would be in Washington State from now through September 19th to recruit potential new officers. USA Radio News. Child tax credits, instead of appearing yearly in tax returns, is now being distributed monthly. Tim Berg has more on the next round of payments.
Another round of advanced child tax credit payments is just days away from going out to tens of millions of Americans. The third batch of monthly checks is scheduled to go out on September 15th, according to the IRS. The payments will continue to be distributed on a monthly basis to eligible taxpayers through the remainder of the year, with the last half going out in one payment next year. More than 30 million households qualify for the payments of up to $300 per month for eligible children ages 5 and younger, and $250 for eligible children between 6 and 17 years old. From the USA Radio News Phoenix News Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden will leave California this morning and head to the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden, Colorado. USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
I'm Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. But don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So about 2 weeks ago, one of our listeners said, look, Dr. Dolly, I don't really care so much about COVID, but I really worry about long COVID. What does the vaccine do in terms of protecting long COVID? Well, we didn't have a study until now. which is why I didn't answer that question until now. We knew that you could get a breakthrough infection if you're vaccinated. We know that. We saw that with Oscar De La Hoya. We saw that with Jeff Bridges, even though Jeff Bridges was undergoing chemotherapy, which, by the way, he had lymphoma. His lymphoma was about, 9 to 12 inches, he said, on his webpage. 9 to 12 inches, a size tumor. Huge. It shrunk to the size of a marble. Apparently, he's in remission. He's doing really, really well. He had COVID earlier this year. He said it kicked his butt. He didn't say it like that, but you know how Jeff Bridges is. He's so funny and so direct. He needed oxygen, needed some physical therapy, but he ended up being able to walk his daughter down the aisle during her wedding, dance at her wedding, and he's a happy man. So good for Jeff Bridges, thank God. But when it comes to breakthrough cases, you know, we're getting the vaccine, a lot of us, for a variety of reasons. Some of you got the vaccine because you did not want to die of COVID. Well, we all don't want to die, but that might not have been the immediate induction of you racing out to get it. For some of you, yes, you were deathly scared of COVID, so you ran and got the vaccine. Others, including me, I didn't want to die of the vaccine, but if I had to really be honest about what made me go and get the vaccine was my fear of the long COVID symptoms. I do not like the idea of something being in your body causing you to not smell and taste for 6 months, causing a, you know, chronic cough, fatigue, you to lose your teeth, hair loss, depression, anxiety, brain fog, memory loss, poor concentration, chest pain, shortness of breath, joint pain, body aches, testicular pain, anorexia, I could use a little of that, but digestive issues, diarrhea, heart abnormalities, lung injury, renal insufficiency, blood clots, hiccups even, tinnitus, ringing in the ear, double vision, hallucinations, weakness, night sweats, early menopause, that I could use, postmenopausal bleeding, nightmares, restless leg syndrome, sleep apnea, dental decay, dry mouth, eye nodules. These are just a handful of things being reported as long COVID. That's why I'm like, I don't want to take my chances with the virus. A lot of us thought, you know, we'll take our chances with the virus. But yeah, that's why I got the vaccine. However, knowing that there are, well, let me actually go back. So some of you got the vaccine because you were deathly ill of COVID. Some of you didn't want the long haul. Others, because you want to keep your job. You really didn't want it, but you said, to heck with it, you know. If they're going to force me, they're going to force me anyway, I might as well get it done. And then some of you are like, nope, I still don't want it. So when it comes to us getting vaccinated and trying to stave off the long COVID symptoms, we are hoping that the COVID vaccine does that. But once we learn that there's breakthrough cases, but you could get COVID anyway. You could carry COVID. The question is, how many of us can still get long COVID? So a new study published in the Lancet Infectious Disease Journal said that fully vaccinated people are about 50% less likely to experience long COVID than unvaccinated people. So that's still huge, but it's not 100%, which means you could still get COVID. You could still get long COVID. And we don't know why long COVID exists. You know, the virus is supposed to, most viruses aren't supposed to be with you for longer than 7, 10 days. It's supposed to die off, which is why your isolation is only 10 days. As long as you don't have a fever, as long as your symptoms are improved, you get to go back to work in 10 days. But maybe this virus does live with us. Maybe this virus does hang out. Maybe it doesn't die off and it just sits there. Look at Ebola. Look at how Ebola came up months later, a year later, in the eye. So it might be quiescent, kind of like hepatitis does, like herpes, like varicella. The reason why you guys get shingles is because the virus is still with you from your chickenpox. So long COVID could last anywhere from 8 weeks to 9 months. We've even seen some cases 12 months. As you know, researchers are still, it's still an evolving science because COVID's only been around for a year or two. I say 2 years because I really think the leak happened back in August of 2019. So hopefully none of you guys get these symptoms, but sadly, it could affect us. And it could also affect kids. So an Israeli study found that long COVID could affect 10% of kids. Now, they did a phone survey conducted May to June 2021, and they asked 13,800 parents of kids aged 3 to 18 who recovered from COVID. And results indicated that 11.2% of the kids experienced some symptoms after recovery, but the figure dropped to 1.8% to 4.6% 6 months following acute illness. The health ministry-led survey also found that older children were more likely to experience long COVID. 1.8% of kids aged 3 to 6 saw lasting symptoms, whereas 4.6% of those who were 12 to 18 endured such effects. Now, according to Fox News, they say participants aged 12 to 18 who experienced a symptomatic course of COVID-19 were more likely to develop long COVID compared to those who had asymptomatic confirmed COVID-19 at 5.6% versus 3.5% respectively. So the more symptomatic you are, the more of a chance you have with long COVID. Now, the findings didn't go specifically into which type of symptoms. It could have. I'm sure they got the data. If I was doing the study, I would have definitely gotten the data. Because obviously, you know, you're already asking. You might as well go, okay, what symptoms do you have? But it could have been so mixed. And it's also hard to say, you know, when a kid's memory, you know, if a kid's, you know, was having memory issues. I mean, how many times have I told my boys, do the dishes? Did you do the dishes? Did you do the dishes? Did you go and pick up Grandma's present? I told you to pick up Grandma's. Did you pick up Grandma's present? Where's Grandma's present? I mean, what's wrong with your memory? So it's really, really hard to tell if your kids have memory issues or some of these symptoms. And I got two boys, so if I ask them if their testicles hurt, they're going to be like, leave me alone, Mom. I don't care. I ask them anything I want. So, interestingly, we do have protection. The vaccines help, but the vaccines aren't 100%. So, you know, the Lancet has definitely had its issues and its challenges once it started to get political. And I don't like it. I don't think science should be political. But I think there's going to be more and more of a demand of what exactly is going on here. And I think they realize that if you want to extend a narrative, if you want people to listen to you from a public health standpoint, then you need to be transparent. That's kind of what we're now going through with the boosters. If you have the world community saying, can you guys stop it so other people can get the shot and you don't need it? And people are like, well, are they saying that because they just want other people to get the shot? Or they say, you know, remember, we actually went back and forth with that. Should we just do one vaccine? Is one vaccine enough so we give more vaccines to more Americans? And they decided, no, we're going to do it this way. Everybody gets the two shots. We're going to do it this way. And I agree if that's the way the study was designed and, you know, if one shot did the trick, then I am sure Pfizer and Moderna would have already, you know, marketed that. But they said they needed two shots for it to work. I agree that the two shots was correct. But now that we're talking about boosters and other people needing it, I think whoever wants it should get it. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Guys, We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we were having issues with school districts and teachers going back to school. The media put all the attention on the teachers. And I don't think that the country understands that our school district is comprised not just of teachers, but of a whole bunch of staff. You got admin, you got bus drivers, custodial staff, you got the substitute teachers, and so they all make a school district. It takes a village. Parent helpers, volunteers, and then of course the kids. So when all this back and forth was going on, saying we gotta get the teachers back, we gotta get the teachers back, I don't know how many people actually talked to the bus drivers. So schools are now back in session. The teachers are back. Many of them are vaccinated. But we still have huge percentages of school district employees not vaccinated. And as school districts are taking on the stance of mandate, 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 some school districts have had walkouts. There's been teacher walkouts, there have been employee walkouts. So when a walkout happened last week in my neck of the woods, I heard, and I don't have exact numbers, but I was told that there were about under 1,000 people that walked out from one source, the majority of whom were the bus drivers. You got to talk to the bus drivers. And we need to know what the bus drivers want and what the bus drivers need. And so this bus driver shortage is going to cripple school districts. And now, we have bus driver shortages for the same reason we have labor shortages. There's been many people that have decided to retire. They've decided that, you know what, after COVID, it's not worth my getting exposed. I might as well retire early. I understand why a lot of people chose to retire early. A lot of doctors did too. They closed up shop and they said, I'm out. Now, it's not worth the hassle trying to get staff, you know, trying to deal with, you know, illness and people getting sick and calling out. And so a lot of bus drivers that are exposed to kids, and kids can carry the virus, I understand why many who might not have been at the tip-top shape of their health said, I'm out. But then you had a lot of the other ones going, I'm not going to vaccinate, and I don't want to vaccinate. So we now have a whole bunch of different ingredients into this recipe of the labor shortage, and it's affecting bus drivers. Well, we're being told that some areas are going to call in the National Guard. So in Massachusetts, 250 members of the National Guard have been activated to address the shortage. Now, this is a direct order from Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker. They're going to deploy the service people as school and state officials across the country are trying to deal with the dearth of drivers. So National Guard is going to come in and take on the school buses, which, by the way, I think is pretty smart. Because I remember when I went to school in the 80s, there was a bus driver, and the kids were so mean, they called him Jabba the Hutt. And he would slam on the brakes. He would come to the bus, I mean, you don't have seatbelts. And then he'd yell at us and tell us to quit being mean. I never did it. I don't like to make fun of people. And I didn't really think he looked like Jabba the Hutt. But people would be really, really mean to him, these kids. So I'm sure he probably would have been one of the first people to quit. But you have National Guard. Right? I think they'll be able to get those kids in line. They'll be like, excuse me? You know, drop and give me 100 push-ups. So officials added that the deployment of the Guard to drive the buses will not interfere with the militia force's abilities to deal with whatever other emergencies may occur throughout the state. So obviously they will drop the bus and run. Boston School Bus Drivers Unions went to campaign to postpone the start of the school year because they say this is the worst fiasco we've witnessed in our careers. I believe Chicago, Montana School District is having issues. They're trying to offer $4,000 sign-up bonuses to lure drivers. In Chicago, 70 bus drivers abruptly quit over the district's new COVID-19 vaccine mandate, so 2,100 students couldn't get away to school. So this is an absolute cluster. And again, it just kind of goes to show you that you could be pro-mandate. I'm pro-vaccine. I'm against mandates. But you could be pro-mandate and think it's the simplest decision in the world, And you need to kind of take a look and see what lives it's affecting. And these kids, seeing the back and forth with the teachers not going back, with the COVID, with the masks, these kids, and please don't call the Generation Alphas the COVID generation. They do not want to be called the COVID generation. Don't do that to them. But this generation of kids, they're not having an easy time, and they're looking at people a much different way than we did. I looked at adults as them being gods and them knowing everything, and they could do no wrong. You know, these kids are kind of looking at, you know, we're crazy. Really? You guys are just crazy. I have sneezed and spit and have sloppy Joe on my mask, and you want me to leave that on my face all day? Really? Aren't I going to get a cavity? These kids are looking at us adults as we're crazy. But, you know, we do the best we can. So, National Guard may be coming in. So, now, the other thing I want to talk about is we had two congrats Raiders. That was a great overtime. The game yesterday, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are an awesome team. Lamar Jackson is one of my favorite players next to Tom Brady and Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, whole bunch, but man, the Raiders did a damn good job. Basically winning in overtime twice, but one didn't count because they're at the 1 yard line. So, well done, 33-27 final score. But in Nevada, as well as I believe this was Washington State, there were two recycling plant fires. I don't know if you guys heard about that. So one was in my neck of the woods and one was, I believe, in Snohomish County. And a recycling plant fire happened. In our neck of the woods, they call it a hot load, where I guess there might have been a product that was dumped that might have ignited when it had either lack of oxygen or too much oxygen or something. And it caused a fire that extended to the nearby warehouse. So we had hundreds of bales of cardboard and plastics that were burning into the air. Now, I know some people were thinking, oh, it's just cardboard. Who cares? It's just paper. You don't understand. Cardboard has ink in it, and that ink can have metals. It can have lead. The cardboard a lot of times has retardants, flame retardants, fungicide retardants, water retardants, and those retardants are, sadly, putting chemicals in the air. Not to mention cardboard has, there was something else that I think was also in cardboard that I had to, I'll have to double check that. But there was something else that you just don't want to breathe at. It's not just about, yeah. So a lot of times some of them have the waxy paraffin that gets into the air, and then a urea formaldehyde we have found on some cardboards that I guess get burned. And then plastics, plastics, you got the VOCs, the volatile organic compounds, you got the polycyclic organic matter, you got chlorine, hydrochloric acid, sulfur dioxide, lead, polychlorinated biphenyls, and even if you don't have chlorine, some of the byproducts turn into chlorine. So sadly, when a recycling plant, this is why you don't burn trash. We can't burn trash, it's not healthy. And that's why we never put plastic and stuff into a campfire. You always take it and recycle it. Because if this stuff burns, it seeps into the ground, it gets into the air, our animals, livestock pick it up, and then when we eat the animals, we get it. And sadly, these things in the air irritate our eyes, irritate our skin, irritate our lungs. It could pervade into our organs. It could cause lack of blood cell production, aplastic anemia, certain things that affect our blood cells. They can even cause cancer. So these are things that we don't want in our air. I don't have much news on what happened with the Snohomish County, but I believe the fire is out. If you have any symptoms, coughing, wheezing, itchy eyes, not feeling well, you got to get yourself checked out. These masks that say they protect against, like the PM2.5s, I really recommend the N95s. They seem to do a little better. They aren't 100%, but that could give you some protection. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.